quiet day for big tech AI, but significant developments in specialized applications. October 23, 2025. Today saw a notable shift in the AI landscape, marked not by headline-grabbing product announcements from tech giants like OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, or Anthropic, but by a deepening focus on specialized applications, particularly within biological research, and a renewed emphasis on the ethical considerations surrounding AI design. While the usual suspects remained relatively quiet, key developments emerged from the Stowers Institute and a collaborative effort at University College London, signaling a maturing, and arguably more cautious, approach to artificial intelligence. Stowers Institute launches dedicated AI research program. Most impactful news of the day came from the Stowers Institute for Medical Research, which announced the appointment of Sumner Magruder as its inaugural AI fellow. This represents a deliberate strategic move to integrate artificial intelligence into the core of its research programs. Magruder's role is specifically focused on developing novel machine learning algorithms designed to process and interpret the extraordinarily complex data generated by biological research. According to a press release issued by the Institute, Magruder's work will center on enhancing the interpretability of AI models within the context of biological data. This is a crucial element, as many existing AI systems, particularly those trained on vast datasets, operate as black boxes, making it difficult to understand why they arrive at a particular conclusion. The Institute's initiative involves a collaborative effort spanning 20 research programs and 15 technology centers. This broad integration suggests a long-term commitment to leveraging AI not just as a tool for analysis, but as a fundamental component of the scientific discovery process. Specifically, Magruder's team is targeting the identification of subtle differences between normal aging and the progression of diseases like Alzheimer's. The goal is to move beyond simply identifying the presence of a disease to understanding the underlying mechanisms driving its development, a significant step towards potential therapeutic interventions. "We recognize the limitations of current AI models in biological research," stated Dr. Alina Vance, director of the Stowers Institute, in a briefing following the announcement. "The ability to truly understand the data, to discern between normal variation and disease-specific changes, is paramount. Mr. Magruder's expertise in explainable AI is perfectly suited to this challenge. The Institute is actively seeking to develop algorithms that can not only predict disease risk, but also provide researchers with insights into the biological pathways involved." The scale of the project, involving so many research programs and technology centers, indicates a serious investment and a recognition of the transformative potential of AI in biomedical research. The Institute's strategy appears to be prioritizing robust, understandable models over rapid, potentially unreliable advancements. University College London highlights the need for interdisciplinary AI design. Complementing the Stowers Institute's focus on biological applications, scholars at University College London, UCL, have issued a strong call for a more holistic approach to AI design. Their research, published today in Asterisk Nature Machine Intelligence Asterisk, argues that the current trajectory of AI development is dangerously reliant on siloed academic disciplines, increasing the risk of unintended consequences. UCL team, led by Professor Alastair Finch, highlighted the potential for misaligned objectives within AI systems. They presented a series of thought experiments designed to illustrate the dangers of developing AI without a comprehensive understanding of its potential societal impact. These scenarios explored the possibility of AI systems pursuing goals that, while seemingly benign, could lead to unforeseen and detrimental outcomes. Risk lies not just in malicious intent, but in simply overlooking the broader implications of our creations, explained Professor Finch in a statement. "As AI's influence on society grows exponentially in the coming decade, a purely technical approach is no longer sufficient. We need a multidisciplinary team, incorporating ethicists, sociologists, psychologists, and legal experts alongside computer scientists and engineers." UCL researchers emphasized the urgent need to break down the traditional academic silos that often characterize AI research. They argue that a truly responsible and effective approach to AI design requires a deep understanding of the potential societal ramifications, alongside a rigorous assessment of the technical challenges. The team's work directly addresses concerns raised in previous analyses regarding the potential for AI to exacerbate existing inequalities or to be used in ways that undermine human autonomy. "We're not advocating for slowing down AI development," Professor Finch clarified, "but we are arguing for a fundamental shift in how we approach it, The focus needs to be on building AI systems that are not only powerful, but also aligned with human values and societal well-being. Lack of major company announcements. Notably, today's news cycle contained no significant announcements from the leading AI companies, OpenAI, Google, Microsoft, or Anthropic. While these organizations continue to invest heavily in AI research and development, their focus appears to be shifting towards more controlled, internally driven projects rather than large-scale product launches. This quietude suggests a period of reflection and strategic realignment within the industry, potentially driven by the ongoing debates surrounding AI safety and ethical considerations. Summary of developments, October 23, 2025. Today's AI news was characterized by a move away from headline-grabbing product announcements. The most significant developments included the Stowers Institute's appointment of Sumner Magruder as its first AI fellow to focus on explainable AI in biological research, and a call from University College London for a more interdisciplinary approach to AI design, emphasizing the need to mitigate potential risks and ensure alignment with human values. The lack of announcements from major AI companies further underscored a shift towards a more cautious and strategically oriented approach to artificial intelligence development. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.